Lucis Trust, a non-profit, non-political, and non-sectarian organization on the roster of the Economic and Social Council of the United Nations, and concerned with the establishment of world cooperation and goodwill, presents Inner Sight with your host, Robert Anderson. He, with Sarah and Dale McKechnie, President and Vice President of Lucis Trust, will discuss philosophical and spiritual topics essential to everyday life. Now here's your host, Robert Anderson.
Welcome. Inner sight is simply seeing that which is always present, but not yet fully recognized. You have, within you, the ability to see yourself and the world around you in a new way with new eyes. So, stay with us, and together we'll look at the world and ourselves with inner sight. Our topic for today, the great chain of being. And before we explore this topic, I'd like to say a few words about Alice Bailey. Alice Bailey is the founder of the Lucis Trust, and the Lucis Trust sponsors this show. Alice Bailey wrote 24 books of esoteric philosophy, and those 24 books are the main inspiration for the dialogue that you hear on this show. The following thought is also from the works of Alice Bailey. Each individual is, within himself or herself, a hierarchy, a reflection of a great chain of being, the being which the universe expresses. How do we think of ourselves as a reflection of a great chain of being? Where do we begin with that?
Well, it's a puzzling and kind of awesome thought, isn't it? But it brings to mind the ancient prayer, O Thou in whom we live and move and have our being. That's an expression of the realization, even in ancient humanity, that we live within and because of a much greater life, whom we call God or divinity or deity. And I think that realization is expressed in this thought from Alice Bailey, that we are each of us a reflection of a great chain of being, the being which the universe expresses. The whole universe is one life, the expression of a great life. And when we say we are one as a species, and the planet and all that lives upon it is one, we are speaking about a profound spiritual truth. But how to awaken to that chain of being and how to take our place within it, that's another matter. Last time we talked about the role of the Buddha and the Christ and what they embody for humanity, they being the supreme achievements of human evolution. And we're kind of continuing that discussion in this program to explore how each of us can begin to realize a bit more of our own potential to express this great spiritual beingness.
Yes, because that's the great task before all of us, because we live in this material world, very material world, which is we exist in almost a state of separation between everything. This is how we view the world in separate parts. Different people, different homes, different cities, different countries, and all we see around us is differentiation. And but it's difficult to see where it's all connected. And underneath it all, at the more subtle levels of the etheric realms and the realm of life itself and consciousness, there is this connection, and that's what we have to kind of awaken to, as you say. And that's not easy, because everything is related to everything else.
Maybe it starts with the individual, and here I think is a part that psychology can contribute. The realization that every human being, every individual, is himself a hierarchical expression. We're not just a simple little link in a great chain of being, but each of us within ourselves is a hierarchy of states of consciousness. What I mean is that we are an expression of pure spirit on our innermost or highest level, which is called in the ageless wisdom the monad. We are, each of us, the incarnation of the soul. Whether we know it or not, whether we behave like it or not, it all depends on the degree to which this soul consciousness has achieved grounding or anchorage in the mind of the human being. And the third component is we are each of us a body, a form. Most of us are stuck on that level of form, or perhaps on the emotional level, but the spiritually awakening person is realizing in progressive stages that he is the soul. Great beings like the Christ and the Buddha have reunited with pure spirit.
Right, and I think we have to realize that there is this form world, but within the form there is this beingness, and whether it's a human being or whether it's a member of the spiritual hierarchy or whether it's God, there is this sense of being. There is a being, and then there is form through which beings work and manifest. So if we can differentiate that, at least in our own experience, there is this being, the soul that you mentioned, and that is the thinker within the within the physical form and the personality body. There is this thing called the thinker, the one who thinks, and that is different from the thoughts that this thinker is thinking. That is different from the field of thought. There are these three: the thinker, the thought, and the field of thought. And if you can differentiate those, that distinction there, that helps quite a lot.
Sometimes it takes a real trauma to put one in touch with that inner thinker. When you're under tremendous stress due to some trauma, you might recall or experience being aware of some lucid, quiet center of pure clarity within you, no matter what chaotic mess is going on the outer planes of life. When you experience that inner center of poise and just clarity, I think you're coming into touch with what you're talking about. Too bad it takes a trauma, but somehow that realization of that inner island comes at those moments. That's why meditation is so useful, to cultivate a sense of that inner place of poise and lucidity.
Yes, you can, especially if you use the kind of meditation that we practice. It's based on total concentration on a single thought or an idea, and it's bringing together many energies which create a point of tension, as it says. And it's this point of tension that becomes the invocative point for higher inspiration.
Mm-hmm.
So it's quite necessary to, if you can find a place in your life for some definite practices of meditation, then it would be to your advantage, I would say.
This expression of the great chain of being is another term for hierarchy. And this year, our arcane school of training and discipleship is focusing on the nature of hierarchy, the revelation of hierarchy. Most often that term is associated with the great masters of the wisdom, like the Christ, the Buddha, Moses, Muhammad, many others that people can name probably. But there is also a hierarchical progression of life, which is known as the chain of being. And it's a term that, unfortunately, has kind of a bad reputation in the present day and age. People don't like the idea of hierarchy. They don't like the idea that they associate with it of domination, of authority, of the usurping of the individual will. And that is a type of hierarchy, but a bad one, a misuse of power. More correctly, the chain of being expresses the idea of continuity of life and the continuity or the passing down of spiritual stimulation. That's what's really contained within a spiritual hierarchy. We live within a greater life, and we progress by the power of our own inner hierarchy, the soul, to lead us forward, and we evolve through the impact of still greater lives upon our little life.
Yes, and we have to realize that we are made up of this hierarchical structure. I mean, everything in the world is made up of this hierarchical structure. You can't avoid it. Where, as you say, where it goes bad is when it's misused and used as an authoritarian kind of power over another person or a group or whatever.
And that goes back to your statement a few minutes ago that we imagine the world is made up of all these separate component parts.
Right. And it's the competition between these different parts, and whether they're individuals or societies or nations. There is this competition, and particularly among religious groups, you might say, there is all this straining for power and domination. But that is the hierarchical structure at work, but it's a total misuse of this great chain of hierarchy.
There's probably nothing that can live without the impact of a still greater life upon that lesser life. That's how evolution proceeds. That's how all kingdoms on our planet evolve. The impact of a greater life upon a lesser life. Science verifies this and sees the hierarchical structure very clearly, from atom to molecule to cell or whatever. I'm not sure of the progression myself, but they can document the increasing complexity of life. And yet each component part is indispensable. But the higher levels of life have more complexity and therefore more responsibility for the lower. It isn't a matter of dominance or mindless authority, it's a matter of stimulation.
Yes, and at that level, you see that there is nothing but cooperation.
Mm-hmm.
And it's at the cellular level, or at the level of the soul, at the higher level, or at the lower level. It's only at the human level that
we don't cooperate too
we
well.
We don't cooperate. So, I mean, we're in this middle stage where we could go either way, and it's so it's a matter of we have choices that we can make.
For those people who just tuned in, you're listening to Inner Sight, our topic for today, The Great Chain of Being. We have a special offer from Lucis Trust, and it's actually a gift. It's called The Spiritual Hierarchy. It's a pamphlet available, once again, free of charge. All you have to do in order to take advantage of this offer is to give us a call at 1-866-695-8247. That's 1-866-695-8247. And when you read this pamphlet, you can go into greater depth about today's topic, The Great Chain of Being. I think you'll enjoy it a lot. There's a lot within the pamphlet that's very thought-provoking. And once again, give us a call. Ask for The Spiritual Hierarchy, and we'll send it out to you free of charge. Call 1-866-NY-LUCIS. That's the easy way to remember the 800 number. It's 1-866. Think of New York, LUCIS. LUCIS is L-U-C-I-S. Or, once again, 1-866-695-8247, and ask for the pamphlet entitled The Spiritual Hierarchy. All of our Inner Sight programs, by the way, can be heard on our website at www.lucistrust.org. On the homepage, you'll find a link to today's program, which will be available for hearing in a day or two. Last week's program is already available, and many of our past programs can also be heard. Once again, it's www.lucistrust.org. The theme of each week's program is posted in advance on our website also, so that you can see in advance what next Sunday's program will be. And you've been very generous to us. You've sent us donations. That's what helps keep us on the air, and we certainly appreciate your support on this. It certainly underscores that you enjoy the shows, and without you, we just can't do these shows because it would be too much of an economic challenge for us. So if you'd like to continue hearing us on the air, please send donations. They are tax-deductible, by the way. Donations can be sent to Lucis Trust, 120 Wall Street, New York, New York, 10005. Once again, donations can be sent to Lucis Trust, 120 Wall Street, New York, New York, 10005. The great chain of being, it certainly gives you a lot of pause for thought, and I still don't quite understand it, though, how in each individual there is, and I know I've seen this in the Alice Bailey books, but to comprehend that idea that within us there is in itself a great chain of being, maybe you can explain once again to us how that's possible or what that means?
Well, most of us probably think of ourselves as a physical being, most of all. We reside in a physical body, and a lot of our identification is with that body, with its appearance, with its health, its well-being, its power, its size, and all of that. But we are so much more than that. On the inner level, we are the soul, we are consciousness, we are awareness at some level of awakening. For some people, they are aware only of what is happening on terra firma. Other people are aware of the spiritual dimension to life in gradually expanding inclusive recognitions. And on the innermost level, we are pure monad, which is a spark of the one life. Oddly enough, we are each of us a tiny spark of this one great life. You either believe that or you don't, but the Ageless Wisdom affirms that we are all offshoots, sparks shooting off of this one great light life with a brief incarnation of 70, 80, 90 years, and returning to that source.
Yes, and that's the great cycle of life, is there is a continuous flow of life that it already exists in it. It's there, it is, and everything flows through this one life. And even evolution itself, there's so much discussion today about evolution. Well, evolution wouldn't happen without this hierarchical structure, because for things to move forward, to develop, to awaken, to advance, there must be a place to go. In other words, something higher, something within that moves a person to reach towards something higher, a higher goal, you know, for the Olympic athlete to strive towards achieving a higher performance in his or her athletic competition, or for any person, an athlete, to strive towards a better score, let's say. So there is always something within us that is driving us to seek out something higher. And without that, there wouldn't be any kind of forward movement and evolution.
Maybe another example of this hierarchical structure that each of us is the doctrine of the seven centers, or the chakras, which make up each human being. The centers are vortexes of energy along the spinal column, not on the physical spine, but in the energy body slightly apart from the spine. The lowest center, the base of the spine, is the lowest. The second center is the sacral center, which is the reproductive force. A lot of people are centered there. The next center is the solar plexus, the emotional center of desire, selfish desire, often. The next center is the heart center, the center of inclusive relationship, the awareness of shared life, you could say, the capacity to identify with other lives and to include them with your own. The next center is the throat center, the center of creativity. And above that, the Ajna center between the eyebrows, a center of distribution, which makes the individual a cooperator in the divine plan as an agent of that plan, a worker through whom the energies of the divine plan can flow and be distributed. And the highest center is the head center, which, when it's awakened, brings awareness of being at one with this one great life in whom we live and move and have our being. So there is an example in each of us of the hierarchical progression.
Right, and these if these centers unfold as they should, automatically and naturally, if they're not forced, then
yes, don't force.
We will, each one of us will unfold these higher and higher capabilities.
They unfold in response to our progressive evolution. We shouldn't do the reverse and try to awaken the centers.
Yes, that's what some people, well, if I awaken, open up all my centers, then I'll be able to serve better.
Don't do that.
Don't do that, because you'll end up in the psycho ward.
I'm afraid. Yeah, you can hurt yourself.
I guess,
yes,
right?
It can. Yeah,
yeah, because you're opening up to a lot of very potent energies before this physical body is capable of handling it. And I think that's why we see so many deranged people out on the street, perhaps. They're just open to so much stimulation that they've damaged themselves. And so that's what results. And our mental hospitals are kind of full of those people. And that's why they hear voices and all that kind of distortion that creeps in. Because they've forced this, perhaps through no fault of their own, but they've just awakened the centers and prematurely.
The spiritual writer and teacher Ken Wilber has an interesting expression for this chain of being or of the hierarchical progression of life. He calls them nested hierarchies. That gets away from the linear concept of the chain, which tends to create an image in many people's minds of a higher and a lower, and therefore of a ranking and a value, and that higher is better than lower, rather than seeing them as interrelated. He calls it the concept nested hierarchies, because each wave or level of consciousness is contained within a still higher or more expansive, more inclusive level of consciousness. And that reflects a great truth in the ageless wisdom, that the lesser cannot include the greater, but the greater can always include the lesser. And you can ponder on this image of nested hierarchies, much the same as as the image of the ripples on a still pond. When you toss a rock in, they are increasingly wider and wider. One isn't better than another, but the outer arc of wave is more extensive.
And another way you see this progression of hierarchy is in consciousness, the level of consciousness from in different people. There's quite evidence that there is, some people are focused entirely in their lower solar plexus or below that, and many other people are focused entirely in their mind, and they're very mental in what they do and how they approach life. So there are these differences and differentiations in consciousness, and they represent higher and lower awakening stages in consciousness.
There's so much talk today about the divinity of Christ and whether he was divine or human. It's interesting to ponder on in this discussion of hierarchical chain of being, because he was a mixture, a blend, a perfect blend of the human and the divine. And what that suggests by his achievement is that what he attained is possible to every human being and actually required of every human being at some stage of the endless way. He was a pioneer above all others, but we all have to follow in his footsteps. He was a role model, you could say, and embodiment of a progression that every human being has to embark on sooner or later. There's a wonderful statement from Alice Bailey's writings about the impact of these great lives at every stage of the way, from the Christ on down. She said that every human being who reaches the goal of light and wisdom automatically has a field of influence which extends both up and down, and inwards to the source of light and outwards into the fields of darkness. When this person has thus attained, he will become a conscious center of life-giving force, she said, and will be so without effort. He will stimulate, energize, and vivify to fresh efforts all lives that he contacts, whether they are his fellow aspirants or an animal or a flower. He will act as a transmitter of light in the darkness. He will dispel the glamour around him and let in the radiance of reality. That is possible to every person who embarks on the spiritual path. They have a field of service which can bring light to those who have not quite reached their level. And we have to remember that there are also others who are ahead of us who can help us, and who, to whom we owe a great debt. It's all part of a progression that isn't in any way an infringement of human free will or dignity.
Please, let's take advantage of the special offer from Lucis Trust, and that's the pamphlet. The pamphlet is Alice Bailey work. It's Alice Bailey literature. And the pamphlet is entitled The Spiritual Hierarchy. So just give us a call, ask for The Spiritual Hierarchy, and we'll be happy to send it out to you free of charge. It's our gift to you this week. Give us a call at the toll-free number, 1-866-NY-LUCIS. Think of 1-866-NY-LUCIS, LUCIS is L-U-C-I-S, or 1-866-695-8247. You've been listening to Inner Sight. Now we would like to close with a world prayer called the Great Invocation. It's a call for light and love and goodwill to flow into the world and into our hearts. Let's listen for a moment to these powerful words.
From the point of light within the mind of God, let light stream forth into human minds. Let light descend on earth. From the point of love within the heart of God, let love stream forth into human hearts. May the coming one return to earth. From the center where the will of God is known, let purpose guide all little human wills. The purpose which the masters know and serve. From the center which we call the human race, let the plan of love and light work out, and may it seal the door where evil dwells. Let light and love and power restore the plan on earth.